Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan testifies before the House Financial Services Committee today. He's expected to tell that committee the same thing he told a Senate committee yesterday. Move cautiously when changing Social Security, especially when it comes to setting up private accounts. Marketplace's Matthew Algio joins us now. And Matthew, what exactly is Greenspan saying?
Well, Madeline, first of all, he's making it clear that he supports the idea of private accounts in Social Security. However, he has two major concerns. Number one is the cost. Nobody really knows how much it would cost to overhaul Social Security, and with the government running huge budget deficits right now, that is a concern. Number two, he's worried about the effect an overhaul would have on the larger economy. For example, if the government has to borrow a huge amount of money to implement a new system, that could push interest rates up for everybody.
So what's he recommending that Congress do?
Alan Greenspan always chooses his words very carefully, and that's been the case in his testimony before Congress. Yesterday, he told the Senate Banking Committee to proceed with caution.
All in all, I'm glad that if we're going to move in that direction, we're going to move slowly and test the waters, because I think it's a good thing to do over the longer run.
When asked if he thought the president's plan was risky, Greenspan said yes, but not doing anything is risky too. So in the end, his advice to Congress when it comes to changing Social Security, move forward, but move slowly.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. How is Congress reacting?
Well, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It depends on who you ask, of course. Republicans are emphasizing the fact that Greenspan favors partial privatization. Democrats are emphasizing the fact that he says Congress should be very cautious, and they take that as a lukewarm endorsement of the president's plan.
And what does the president have to say about this?
Well, the president hasn't said anything about Greenspan's comments directly, but he has addressed the issue of cost. Yesterday, for the first time, the president indicated that he was willing to consider raising the cap on Social Security taxes. Now, right now, workers pay a 6.2% tax on everything they make up to $90,000. Everything over that, you don't pay that 6.2%. The president says he's willing to consider raising that limit to help pay for his plan. And Madeline, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're checking out how tort reform will be felt in the class action epicenters of Alabama and Mississippi.
Matthew Algio of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.